Jason. Athens.
According to Billboard.com, 32 million people attend at least one U.S. music festival every year. And of course, the Classic City is no exception. Recently, Athens celebrated its 22nd Athfest Music Festival. While it's hard to question the value of a good concert, a music festival is a completely different undertaking. Between managing multiple acts, performing at different times, and at different venues, there are security issues to consider, crowd control, weather, and even food and beverage service. So with the recent popularity of music festivals seeming to be at an all-time high, we wondered how organizers managed to keep people coming back year after year.
Yeah, I want to keep it fresh, so I don't want to have the same bands playing. So if you look at the way our program, the outdoor stages, there's almost no repeats from year to year.
That's Troy Aubrey of Foundry Entertainment. As booking director, Troy's played an integral part in the success of Athfest for over 20 years.
You know, it's a group of people trying to promote the music scene to the world. We're creating business for hotels and for restaurants. To me, it's an important tourism tool, and that's why we've been really kind of trying to get more involved and have the city and folks in that industry to get more involved in helping us to kind of get the word out outside Athens.
So clearly, Athfest represents more to the community than just an excuse for getting people to town. Athens is no stranger to hosting massive crowds, so why not push this thing to be more like larger festivals, like a Bonnaroo or a Lollapalooza?
I personally don't want to ever see it to become this big corporate festival with a bunch of national acts that have nothing to do with Athens, and it's like, you know, don't call it Athfest. You know, just call it some other kind of festival because it's not Athens. I want to make sure that we really enhance and respect and promote the Athens roots of the festival and not veer off just to be this huge money-making for-profit festival, because that's not what it is.
Drew Beskin, local musician and manager of the popular music venue, the Georgia Theater, seems to agree.
It's a delicate balance of, you know, making sure that the local community gets to come out and, like, you know, embrace that which is Athens, and then also the music fans like myself who want to see variety. You know, Friday and Saturday of Athfest is kind of the Georgia Theater's opportunity to pick our favorite bands who are available, basically just kind of, you know, showcase the best bands that we were able to get for Athfest.
But what about the effect of the festival on other downtown businesses?
The stages are all on Hull Street and on Washington. They're really in our backyard. We are aware of the proximity effect of the people are coming to town and they're coming to your street all weekend long. So there's a few more volume questions we're asking in regards to just being right in the middle of the action that would make an Athfest unique. But otherwise, we have truly a fantastic team that preps for all of the big events that come through.
That's Matt Stevens, Director of Community and Culture at Creature Comforts Brewery. He goes on to describe what it's like to experience Athfest from just beyond the audience perspective.
It's a lot of hard work, to be sure, but we have great customers, great tippers. I would say even our taproom staff is excited to come in and try to get that shift because it's going to be just slamming. I think there's an anticipation that comes.
So while you probably won't find Athfest listed alongside such mammoth events like Coachella or South by Southwest, that's just fine for most of the estimated 5,000 to 7,000 that continue to find their way to Athens for Athfest every year. Perhaps Troy Aubrey sums it up best.
What we're trying to do is completely different, you know. We're trying to turn the town on to the local scene and to get them to appreciate what we have here and to support it, and hopefully that'll be the case for years to come.
For WUGA and Grady College, I'm Marquise Chester. Special thanks to Jessica Wirth for her contribution.
Great, Chrissy Hine with the Potomac.